Washington, this is VOA News. Thousands flee eastern Ukraine. Syria and Iran help Iraq in its battle against Sunni insurgents. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Witnesses say thousands of Ukrainians fleeing violence in eastern Ukraine lined up late Thursday at a Russian border crossing in cars packed with personal belongings to cross into Russia. The exodus came hours before a week-long Ukrainian ceasefire was to expire, with little progress reported in talks aimed at ending a deadly armed rebellion by pro-Russian separatists. Earlier Thursday, Ukraine President Petro Poroshenko called on Russia to support his peace plan with actions, not words. Syria and Iran have joined the fight against militant Sunni insurgents trying to take over Iraq. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki says that Syrian warplanes targeted militants earlier in the week on the Syrian side of the Iraqi-Syrian border. He welcomed the air attacks, which happened on Tuesday, but Mr. Maliki says he did not ask for them. Iran is also offering support to the Shia-led Baghdad government by supplying tons of military equipment and deploying surveillance drones in the Iraqi skies from an airfield in Baghdad. Israel named two Palestinian suspects in the disappearance of three Israeli teenage boys from the West Bank earlier this month. Israel's security agency says they are both members of the militant group Hamas, who have served time in Israeli prisons for terrorism. Both suspects are at large. The teens disappeared 2 weeks ago while hitchhiking home from school near Hebron. Israel arrested hundreds of Hamas members in a widespread search for the three boys. Suspected al-Qaeda militants briefly seized a Yemeni airport Thursday in a gun battle with security forces before the army retook the airfield. Authorities say at least six of the rebels were killed in the attack on the Sayoun airport, along with at least three soldiers. Pakistan's military claims to have killed more than 330 suspected terrorists in its ongoing counter-militancy air and artillery offensive in the North Waziristan district on the Afghan border. The army action, which began almost 2 weeks ago, is forcing almost a half million people to flee. Most are women and children. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Thousands of displaced people with their belongings piled high on buses, tractors and donkey carts continue to pour out of North Waziristan. Most are ending up in host communities or renting houses around the nearby town of Banu. So far, only a few hundred have taken shelter in government-set-up relief camps. The United States on Thursday announced it has contributed an additional $8 million to help Pakistan's government meet the food and nutritional needs of the internally displaced people from the federally administered tribal areas. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
A Kenyan governor was charged with murder Thursday in connection with recent attacks in his constituency the government claims were politically motivated. VOA's Gabe Joslow has details.
A court in the Kenyan coastal city of Mombasa has charged the governor of Lamu County, Issa Tamami, with murder, terrorism, and the forcible transfer of people. Mombasa Police Chief Robert Kitur told VOA that criminal investigators recommended the charges against the governor and a host of others arrested for involvement in the attacks. The Somali Islamist terrorist group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for attacks in Mpeketoni, in which assailants allegedly targeted non-Muslims as they laid siege to the town. President Uhuru Kenyatta has said the attack was not the work of terrorists, but of an unnamed political network. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
Australia's Transport Safety Board says they're confident the Malaysian Airlines jet that vanished last March was on autopilot when it crashed, and that the plane's pilots were likely unresponsive due to a lack of oxygen. The Malaysian airliner was headed from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing when it vanished with 239 people on board. North Korea is threatening retaliation against South Korea after accusing the South of conducting live-fire military exercises near a disputed maritime border in the Yellow Sea. In World Cup football play Thursday, Belgium blanked South Korea 1-0. Algeria and Russia played to a 1-1 tie. The United States and Germany advanced to the second round. Germany defeated the U.S. 1-0, while Portugal beat Ghana 2-1. The U.S. and Portugal both finished with 4 points, but the U.S. won the tiebreaker with a goal difference of 3 better than Portugal in the 3 group matches. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.